Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Patriots. Do you agree this is a Super Bowl team, Greg?
No. I think you guys are very good. I think the Patriots are very good. I think Drake May, I just said, I think he could potentially be an MVP guy down the stretch. I don't think the roster is quite there yet.
Are you doing it to spite me, though?
No. No, I'm not doing it to spite you at all. You asked me to give you a football opinion of a guy that watches a lot of football, and I'm giving you my opinion. And I know this has turned into a Patriots show, but there are actually other teams that are competitive in the league. And I think Vrabel could be coach of the year. I think Drake May could be an MVP candidate. I'm not debating any of the success.
Do you think the Bills are a Super Bowl team?
They wouldn't be my favorite.
Better chance than the Patriots.
They wouldn't be my favorite right now. They have a better chance than the Patriots.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Go!
It's all
good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. And tonight we are here with you
for the rest of your natural born life if you don't watch your step.
Pretty much. 4-hour show, full fours tonight. Very excited about that. We have full 4-hour shows tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Two hours leading into the Patriots. We'll have fun stuff for you during the game. Exciting. An exciting week here on the Christian Arcan Show. I'm looking forward to talking with Doug Kide. He's going to be joining us at 7:30. We'll have a lot of Patriots talk here in the first 2 hours. We'll also get to the Red Sox and what Craig Breslow had to say. Some Bruins going into the Hall of Fame. We'll check in on the Bruins and the Celtics, who are both in action tonight. And we'll have all the other good stuff, your New England Nightly News, your Arcan Fire, your Clickbait, etc. So a nice full show. And, of course, as we always do, open up the phone lines early and often here for your early commuters who want to check in at 617-779-7937. What you just heard there was from Wake Up Barstool on Fox Sports, and that was Greg Olson there with Portnoy saying that he doesn't think the Patriots have the roster to be a Super Bowl contender. As in, they're good, they're a good team, but they're not there yet. Said that Buffalo wouldn't be his favorite, but they got a better chance than the Patriots.
Yeah. Are you doing it to spite me, though?
Are you, huh? You don't get those kind of questions on the other shows. You know, not often. I guess when someone says something like about the Knicks to Stephen A. Smith, that's kind of the same idea as saying something about the Patriots to Portnoy on that show. It's basically, that's about as close as you're going to get. But that's a fair question. You just saying that because you don't like that it's a Barstool show and it's all about the Patriots now. And, oh, by the way, the Patriots are awesome again. And that means that the Portnoys and the other people, you know, rest of the wall defenders out there, the Portnoys and the Thorntons and the Pete Shepherds and all those guys, they're back and they're flexing harder than ever. All of that, which, by the way, I'm fine with. I'm perfectly fine with that if it means the team's winning, if it means that they're relevant again. And we're not suffering through any more four-win seasons, that I'm fine with all of that coming back.
Absolutely. This is America!
100%. However, it's not just Greg Olson. If you look to the national media, you will hear a lot of very positive things being said about the Patriots, about their odds to win the AFC East, about their odds to win the AFC, their Super Bowl contendership, whether that's real or not real. But there's one group of people who have not been convinced yet, along with Greg Olson, and that is the wise guys. That is Vegas. That is the big sharp bettors. And before we dive too far into this, I just want to give the standard Vegas sports betting preamble I always give when we talk about these type of things and get into real absolutes. And that is that I understand that the betting odds are set to try and get people to bet both sides of it. That's what it's about. They want to set odds that are conducive to get action on both sides. That's the entire point of sports betting. That's how they set the lines. That's the whole kit and caboodle, okay? I'm aware of that. I understand that. I'm not saying that they think this is the best team and that's the next best team and this is the best team after that. It's about what do they think the public believes? What do they think is going to get the most action? That's really what it's all about. That's what these are all about. So the question isn't necessarily to all the wise guys. It's to why do they wise guys think this? And what the wise guys think right now is that the Patriots, despite the fact that they are on a 7-game win streak, despite the fact that they are sitting on top of the AFC, their Vegas odds have barely moved when it comes to the Super Bowl. They're at plus 2,200, which is behind the Kansas City Chiefs, who lead at plus 550, the Rams at plus 650, the Eagles at 750, Detroit 850, Buffalo 900, Seattle 1,000, Indy 1,100, the Baltimore Ravens 1,400, Green Bay 1,500, Denver 1,900, and then you get to the Patriots at plus 2,200. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 10 teams ahead of you. 10 teams in front. And that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. You want to throw a couple of NFC teams in there? Sure. Why not? Kansas City's not even a playoff team right now. The season ended today. The Chiefs are on the outside looking in. And yet they still remain the number one Super Bowl favorites. Which, if I'm, you know, Buffalo or Indy or the Rams or the Eagles, that might annoy me a little bit. But if you're the Patriots, you got to be sitting there wondering, okay, the Chiefs, fine. The Chiefs, they have a special blind spot for. But the Ravens, the Broncos, the Colts, all of them, teams that you've outplayed so far this year. What do the odds makers still not trust? What does America still not trust? What could it be? I think we know the obvious answer here, and it's one that's kind of been beaten to death and one that I think took a big blow on Sunday, and that's the strength of their schedule. Well, their schedule's no good. Okay, but they did beat the good teams on it, didn't they? I know they had a couple slip-ups early on in the beginning of the season, but they haven't looked like that team in months. They haven't looked really anything close to that team in months. They've gone toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield, two other guys heavy in the MVP conversation this year, and beaten both of them on the road. Okay? Like, they beat everybody on the road. What do they still have to prove? What is it that has people hesitant to go all in? Why has the market frozen? That's what I'd like to know. There are a couple other potential reasons for this.
You got these cupcakes on your schedule.
A little bit. They could get to 10-2. If they win these next three games, will the odds budge then? You don't have good teams coming up here. You're going to be playing a couple more cupcakes, as Stephen A. just said right there. Is that going to change anything? If they're the first team in the NFL to get to 10 wins, is that even going to make a difference? I don't know. I don't know if it is. If it's all about the schedule, then there's nothing they can do about it. If people just aren't going to trust this team, they're not going to believe in them because the schedule's so easy, then I don't understand what they're supposed to do. I don't understand how those odds could ever get any better. Jets, Bengals, and Giants coming out, they'd be an 11-win team by December 14th. They will probably be the first 11-win team with just the way the schedules are breaking out this year. And I wonder, at what point is this tide going to turn? At what point is there going to be less doubt about what this team can accomplish? I would have thought Sunday would have done something to address that. I really would have. I would have thought that a win on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, banged up as they are, Patriots are banged up too, by the way. And the main excuse always comes back to the schedule. Well, let me ask you this then. Drake May is the favorite for MVP, is he not? Mike Vrabel is the favorite for Coach of the Year, is he not? Why is he the MVP and why is he the Coach of the Year if they haven't played anybody? How does that work? How come that doesn't apply to those two guys, but it applies to the rest of the team and their potential to go on and keep winning? Like that's one of the small parts of this that I just don't get. How can May and Vrabel be getting all of this love and all of this hype and everything, which I believe they deserve. It's not like I'm saying they don't deserve it, but I don't understand how they can be getting Vegas thinking that they're the MVP and the coach of the year on the same team, but that team is behind the Colts and the Broncos and the Chiefs and all these other teams.
That doesn't even make sense.
See what I'm saying? How come those odds are moving and these ones are staying still? What is it about this team? Is it the defense? Okay. Now we're talking, maybe. Is this defense not quite a Super Bowl defense? Okay. I think you could say the same thing about some other teams that are on that list ahead of them, though. Are the Detroit Lions a Super Bowl defense? No. Baltimore a Super Bowl defense? Baltimore's defense blows. Lamar Jackson's an MVP candidate. Drake May's the MVP favorite. So again, what am I missing here? What am I missing with this team? What am I missing with these odds? One thing that I was thinking is that the Patriots are very reliant on big plays. And in the playoffs, you know, you kind of lose an element of that sometimes. There's always, you know, there's big plays in the playoffs, but I feel like teams that are really dependent on that, you get to the playoffs, things tighten up a little bit. You don't really get as many of those, you know. It's just they put much more of an emphasis on not getting beat deep. Drake May and those crazy plays that he keeps, you know, pulling rabbits out of his hats against these defenses, maybe that type of thing won't be as easy to pull off when you get to the postseason. Something like that, maybe. They're inexperienced when it comes to postseason play. There's a chance, and I heard Kern talking about this, if they keep on like they're going, they're going to get a bye. And then they'll play a home division game, okay? A home division playoff game. And if they win that, they're in the conference championship. Like, this used to be the way things were every year. This is what you expected every single year. And they may be right back knocking on the door of that again. And that's such a huge advantage. Such a huge advantage. The two games they've lost this year were home games. And it was at a time when fans and everybody were sort of wondering, is this team ever going to be good at home again? I think if they have a home playoff game and they're at the top of the division, top of the conference, going into the playoffs, yeah, there's teams that have fallen short in that same scenario, of course. But I feel like they weren't 11th in the betting odds. And there's still a lot of football left to play, I understand. But by the time we get to the good teams on this schedule, by the time we get to the Bills and the Ravens, they are likely to be an 11-win team. And they've beaten the Bills this year. And the Ravens are a fine team, sure. That was an impressive win against the Vikings, who were just coming off a win against Detroit. So there was certainly something to be said for that. And Jackson, since he's come back from his injury, has looked dynamite. But he's still a guy who can go down with an injury in any given moment. Might have to face Joe Burrow, too, by the way, in a couple of weeks right before Thanksgiving. He's eyeing a Thanksgiving-ish return. So that may be right when you're running into that team on the 23rd. Either way, I think they win that game. Even with Burrow back, he hasn't played all year. The Patriots are red hot right now. Red hot. Thursday against the Jets, I expect them to blow doors. And if they don't, maybe we can reassess this whole conversation. Maybe the doubters will have something to say. If they lose the game, the doubters will be loud and strong. And the Stephen A's and everybody, it's a cupcake schedule, and look, they finally got exposed, which I think is BS, first of all. Exposed on their third loss after beating Buffalo and Tampa Bay on the road. Exposed on a short week in a division game. I don't think this is going to happen. But even in the event that it does, yeah, I'll be disappointed. We all will. But I don't think that's going to take a huge chunk out of the possibility of them going on and play. They've played a lot of games in a row here. Their bye week still is a few weeks away. And with that being said, I get how you can elevate Drake May. I get how you can elevate Mike Vrabel. I get how you can do all that despite the schedule. I don't understand how you can be 11th in the Super Bowl odds. That just doesn't make sense to me. But it does seem as though there's still some doubt. There's still some skeptics out there. You just heard one of them in Greg Olson. But he's not a loud voice. And not in the sense of, you know, he's the soft-spoken or anything, or that I don't take his opinion seriously. I absolutely do. But his voice is being drowned out by a chorus of national media who believe that the Patriots are the real deal. And that it's going to take a lot for them to not win the AFC East, They are an AFC contender here to win the AFC and move on to the Super Bowl. And depending on the matchup, you'll hear from various people here, this team could be a Super Bowl contender. And I think that when you have the MVP and the coach of the year, you have to be taken seriously as a Super Bowl contender. I don't see, you have to really thread the needle and really do some mental gymnastics to get out of thinking that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's one other thing. And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't really understand how they even work. DVOA. Familiar with the DVOA? Aaron Schatz invented it. It is a metric in football called defense adjusted value over average. And it's a metric that measures a team or player's efficiency, comparing their performance against the league average baseline for that specific play situation. I already am bored. Okay. Just in describing that and explaining it, I'm already boring myself. However, this is the type of number and the type of metric that a lot of people use. Teddy uses it every Sunday. He's talking about DVOA. And I glance at it and I make note of it, especially when there's a big discrepancy. And I got news for you here, folks. There is a big discrepancy with the Patriots in DVOA, in this statistic that I, again, don't really understand. But I can tell you this. According to Schatz, the Patriots are now 9th in offensive DVOA, despite being 15th in success rate. On the other side, the Patriots are 29th in DVOA, despite being 14th in success rate allowed on defense. And that's when the schedule comes into play without a schedule adjustment. Patriots defense would rank 18th. The average offense faced by the Patriots has a DVOA of minus 12. And they are the second 8-2 team to ever have a negative DVOA, which is, again, not something I can tell you every single detail about. But when we're trying to investigate why this team is 11th in the Super Bowl odds, stuff like that creeps into my head. Oh, okay. Well, maybe the advanced metrics tell you that this isn't exactly what it looks like, that this isn't what it seems, that this team has been fortunate maybe in some of the matchups that they have, that some of the triumphs that they had this season were actually more screw-ups by the other team. There's stuff like that, and I'm not trying to say that, but I think that that may be where some of this hesitancy comes from. I can't really think of anything else. I can't really imagine where else it would be. This team, as I said yesterday, has passed every test. They get tested in trap games and games against good teams on the road. They pass them. The first 3 weeks were a little shaky, but since then, I have no real notes. Don't let Drake May get sacked so much. They're winning in spite of it. Some guys on the defense aren't really, they're not getting to the quarterback a lot. They're not sacking the quarterback very often. They're winning in spite of it. They're shutting down the run. Drake May and the offense are getting big plays, chunk plays, getting in the end zone. Good in the red zone, good on third down, all of those things. And they've combined to show a winning formula here against, yes, bad teams and also good teams on the road in must-win situations. They've got to have it, and they've had it. And that, I think, is not something that you can just dismiss. So we'll continue with this. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Why do you think Vegas doesn't believe in the Patriots yet? Why do you think that market is frozen? Because I'm still perplexed. We'll get to that with your phone calls right after Joe Braverman here. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trading Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Another day of practice for the Patriots as they gear for their Thursday night football showdown with the New York Jets. Austin Hooper did not practice due to a concussion for a second straight day. Joshua Farmer was also a DNP. Limited today were Kayshon Booty, Christian Ellis, Jack Gibbons, Terrell Jennings, and Ramondre Stevenson. Full participants were Christian Barmore, Garrett Bradbury, Kalavon Chasen, Jalen Hawkins, Travion Henderson, Marcus Jones, Marte Mapu, and Charles Woods. Off the field, the Pats signed running back Jonathan Ward to their practice squad and released wide receiver Brendan Rice. Bruins bring their six-game winning streak back home to once again face the Maple Leafs. Jeremy Swayman gets the starting net for the Bees. Defenseman Brandon Carlo also makes his return to Boston for the first time since being traded last season. Puck drop from TD Garden set for 7 o'clock. Celtics are also in action as they're in Philadelphia to face the 76ers. Season Sixers have split their first two meetings. Sam Hauser is available tonight. He was probable with a right wrist sprain. Joel Embiid is out for Philly with right knee soreness. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock. Also in the NBA, the Mavericks have fired general manager Nico Harrison following fan outrage from last February's trade of Luka Doncic. And Boston College men's basketball hosts Central Connecticut from Conti Forum tonight at 7 p.m. You can listen to the game on WBEI AM 850 with coverage beginning at 6:45. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
New England's a different animal, as we talk about, and right in New England, we watched them again yesterday, and I think that was another little, you know, check the box, like,
Yep.
You know, I said this to Florio earlier today. I still feel like people are waiting or not sold on the Colts and the Patriots. Like,
I would agree.
They're going to fall off, right? And I'm like, no, they're going nowhere. And like New England especially. I think New England's going like this right now. I think they're getting better and better as we go here. But that was somewhat of a landmark type win for Vrabel in year one to go down to Tampa. And I know Tampa's not at full strength, but they're still a Super Bowl contender to win that game on the road and have moments of really controlling the football game. I thought was really quite impressive by the New England Patriots.
Chris Sims on his Chris Sims Unbuttoned podcast, which I really wish that he would just unbutton that shirt. It bothers me when I see that. I don't know why. Button your shirt all the way to the top. What are you doing, man? Now it's like a thing. Now he has to do it. It's like Wentworth with the hoodie and the blazer. Like, now it's his look. He's got to do it. But, man, just buttoned all the way to the top. It just makes me think of a serial killer. You know, that's how a serial killer would dress, I think. Buttoned all the way to the top. Anyways, he's more on my side of the street, not when it comes to how I button my shirts, but when it comes to the way the Patriots are playing and what they're proving with some of these wins. Proving to be a different animal, he says. Says they're one of the teams that's only getting better, and that's a good point. The Denver Broncos, despite the fact that they're still on this winning streak, you look at them, and you certainly look at them after their latest win and think, ooh, boy, they really just squeaked by Vegas, huh, at home. Against a Vegas team that has been struggling to really do anything. The Colts almost, and much like the Patriots, almost gave it away to the Atlanta Falcons. The Colts also lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is something the Patriots did, so maybe they're more like the Patriots than you'd want to think. But those things with the Patriots, the loss anyway, happened much earlier in the season. With the Colts, their slip-up happened much more recently. Now, you can say that the Atlanta win and their win over them in Germany on the Sunday morning there it was very close. Sure, Patriots very close. I think the Patriots took a little bit of a hit with that unimpressive win. But I thought that would be restored with an impressive, and that was an impressive win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was a dropping your you-know-what on the table type of win on the road against a very, very good team. And the Falcons are a team with good players, but they're not a good team, if that makes any sense. They're a team that's going to give good teams good games, but not going to win that many, and that's what I think exactly what I think happened with the Patriots and the Colts. With that said, I think another part of why maybe this isn't exactly catching on yet is because you look at the two most recent examples of teams that had a new coach and a hot young quarterback, and there's two big examples from the last 3 years. Number one are last year's Commanders. Jaden Daniels, young QB. He was an old rookie, but he's a young QB. New coach and Dan Quinn, they went 12-5. They beat Tampa and Baker Mayfield in the wild card. They beat Detroit in the division round, and they didn't just beat him. They beat the hell out of him. They had that rookie defensive back. I can't remember, Samerstel or whatever, maybe the two interceptions. He's having a bad year this year. But he looked unstoppable. The whole team looked unstoppable until they got pummeled by the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. And, I mean, that was a beating. But they looked great. And even though they lost that game, Washington, everybody thought the same thing. This new coach and this quarterback are perfectly aligned. This quarterback is special. This team is going to be great forever. I mean, that's what they were thinking. And then this year, they're off to a lousy start. They've 3-7, and they've lost four games in a row by three scores or more. 2023, the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud, new head coach. They went 10-7. They smoked Joe Flacco and the Browns in the wild card and then got rocked in the next round by Lamar Jackson. The next year, they went 10-7, made the playoffs again, beat Justin Herbert, and intercepted him four times, and then they lost to the Chiefs in the division round. This year, they started the year 0-3. They've been better since then and have gone 4-2 since then. Now they're 4-5. And they're in the hunt now for the playoffs just like Kansas City is. So I'm not willing to count them out yet or say that they've, you know, that they're let. But after that 2023 season, even though they got smoked in the playoffs by Lamar Jackson, everybody thought the same thing. C.J. Stroud is special. This coach is special. This team is special. And they're not. And the Commanders this year aren't either. And this is looking into the future, so I don't know necessarily if it applies to the odds for the Super Bowl this year. But those teams and those players weren't at the top of anybody's list like that in the same kind of way. They haven't proven it yet. We don't know if they have that kind of medal to get into the postseason and win against good teams. And then when the Commanders did it, when they went and beat Detroit, you thought, okay, well, maybe they do. Maybe this team is for real. And then this year happens and you realize, okay, maybe they're not. And I think maybe that's part of what's getting into people's heads here. Yeah, these teams with the new head coach and the hot young quarterback, they can look good for, you know, even an entire season. But that doesn't mean that they're for real. It doesn't mean that they're legit. And I know that makes the bar pretty high and hard to clear. Pause. But that, I think, may be part of what's going into the skepticism and why there's still experts that are skeptical on a team like the Patriots, who have looked tremendous. I mean, really tremendous on both sides of the ball, and have had guys, all sorts of different contributors, all up and down that roster. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's get to the phones here. A lot of you waiting patiently, including our good friend Jay in North Carolina, who wants to talk about the play calling on Sunday. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I will start out by saying nothing succeeds like success. And the Patriots have demonstrated that quite clearly. The brain trust, even though Mike Vrabel gives credit to the players, the brain trust is awesome. And I was laughing to myself when the last play of the game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when he was running for a touchdown and he looked at the coach, and Drake May told him to go down. The coach said, go for it.
I know.
I said, that really exemplifies the Patriots spirit. Vrabel is for the players, and they play for them. They play their hearts out. But as I say, I put me down as one who's mildly skeptical yet. I want to see them play the Detroit Lions or the Eagles and hold their own. That's what I really want. Because if they do that, I think they are Super Bowl bound.
All right, Jay. Well, they're going to have to do it in the Super Bowl because they don't have either of those teams on the schedule. So, and they're not going to play them in the playoffs leading into the Super Bowl because they're both in the NFC. But point taken. Point well taken. Have they beaten one of those teams yet? You can make the argument Tampa Bay's one of those teams, right? Tampa Bay 6-2. They did get thumped by Detroit a couple of weeks ago. I guess that was 3 weeks ago now with the bye. Detroit did sort of put them in their place there. And the Patriots kind of did too. That was a game where Tampa was coming off of a bye. The Patriots were not. Tampa was at home. And the Patriots delivered a win. And they outplayed them. I mean, it wasn't like one of those games where the Patriots just got lucky. Even though Tampa controlled the ball the entire time and did this and did that. And then the Patriots got a couple of lucky bounces and ended up winning the game. on like a freaky fumble or in a pick six or some sort of weird special teams play. That's not how they won the game. They won the game the old-fashioned way. They had a couple of big runs. Drake May delivered a couple of big strikes. Wasn't his best game. It was one of his worst games of the year, honestly, statistically anyway. And they managed to win anyhow. That's what they're doing. They're hot. They're a hot team. They're a hot team, and when a team's hot, they get certain bounces that go their way. And sometimes you make your own luck with that. Sometimes it's just, you know, luck of the draw. But the Patriots are a team that, as Jay just said there, are playing their ass off for this coach. They're playing hard. They're playing smart. They trust their coaches, and their coaches trust them and empower them. And we'll get into more of that. Thank you, John. We'll get into more of that at 7 o'clock because I do want to talk about Vrabel and some more differences. I know I do this every now and then, but some more differences that you really can't help but notice between the way he does things and the way Bill did things. And not to say that it's better, not to say that it's worse, just that it's different and also appears to be working. 617-779-7937. Matt's in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, RJ?
How you doing?
I texted you last night because you were so spot on. You said the goal line fade is just a terrible play. It's all coming up Patriots right now. You know, one thing you were talking about, the Super Bowl odds, and he was the last caller, I think, was almost onto it, but I think they're almost fairly odd because I think the NFC will win the Super Bowl, right? The cream of the crop of the NFC will probably win that game. So I think that's where those odds are differentiated. But just lastly, let me tell you that the Buffalo Bills are in trouble, man. Like, in Miami last weekend, like, they cannot stop the run, like, at all. I know they're only one game in the loss column behind us, but I got that game when they come to New England circled. It'd be huge to sweep them, and I want the AFC East. We'll go from there. Thanks, RK.
All right, thank you, Matt. Losing by 3 scores on the road or home, it doesn't matter where, to the Dolphins, should have Buffalo Bills fans scratching their heads a little bit. Or maybe panicking a little bit. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm panicking a little bit. Devon Achane ran all over them. Ran all over them and did a little dance. I mean, he was awesome in that game. And Buffalo had no answer for it. 13 points, all those turnovers. Josh Allen making real dumb mistakes. He looked like rookie year Josh Allen. Some of those throws. And the way he was protecting the ball. And that's coming off of a big win over the Chiefs and a very big win over the Panthers in Carolina, where the Panthers have been good. When they're at home, they play well. And the Bills went in there and absolutely destroyed them. Then they beat the Chiefs, and then what do you know? They overlooked the Dolphins and get embarrassed. And that was an embarrassing loss. So, yeah, I mean, listen, the Patriots are playing better than the Bills right now. If the Bills had gone to Miami and taken care of business, I might reconsider that, but it's hard to do that when they have a really, really embarrassing loss. Patriots, as far as the odds are, now I gave you the Super Bowl odds. The Patriots have the second best odds in the NFL to make the playoffs behind Philadelphia. They're the odds-on favorite to win the AFC East. But when it comes to the team representing the AFC in the Super Bowl, they're behind the Chiefs, the Bills, the Colts, and the Ravens. At plus 750, which I'll tell you what, some nice juice right there. 617-779-7937. Aaron's in Maine. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
I just wanted to say, I think a big part of those rankings and, you know, the betting odds, I think it's a lot of recency bias. You know, you see it in the college game all the time, like the Alabamas and things sure. like that, you know, maybe are having a down year, or playing like a dumpster fire, what have you. You know, they get ranked higher. You know, they've got better odds. They're the favorite. And it's really not about what they're doing this year. It's about what they've done recently. And I think you're seeing that with the Chiefs, the Ravens. You know, they're playing like garbage this year, but, you know, they're ahead of us. And I think as it plays out, we'll see it even out.
Yeah, I think you're right. It still may be early for these type of things, but you can't say it's early and then also look at the schedule where they're 8-2. Everybody looking up at a team that's 5-4. Can't tell me that's not at least a little unusual. I understand recency bias. That's a real thing. It certainly is when it comes to voting for certain awards. It definitely is when it comes to like all pro and, you know, pro bowlers and things like that. Recency bias, resume, reputation, all that stuff. I mean, yeah, absolutely it does. But now, you know, we're far enough into the season now. We're past the trade deadline. We're past the halfway point. we're past the point of this could all just be fake. It's rare that you see a team go to 8-2 and then not, you know, continue into at least some sort of playoff success. And sometimes, you know, a team like, I remember Carolina, I forget what year it was that the Cam Newton and the Panthers were in the Super Bowl and they lost to the Broncos, I want to say 2016. Thank you, Joe. They were 15-1 that year. Cam Newton was unstoppable. There was nobody had any answers for them. No one had any answers for that team. Their defense with Kuechly and, you know, all those guys on the defense, they were just a wagon and steamrolling everybody in the NFC. And, you know, we remember how that Super Bowl went. Any given Sunday, that's the way these things work. But I also think that eventually the Patriots are going to have the type of record that you just can't deny anymore. And eventually even like the casual bettors and, you know, the sharps and everybody are going to come around on it and they're going to have to move up. I just don't see how they don't. I'm just surprised they haven't yet. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Why the Patriots aren't one of the best teams in the AFC, why they probably won't go to a Super Bowl, why this season will end up disappointing or coming up a little short. What do you think the reasons would be?
Well, right now, I mean, I don't think there's a chance. I mean, they've already exceeded expectations, I would imagine, with most people. So I think it's already been a win. I don't know that I can really argue. I look at them and the way they're playing right now, and I can't argue that they are, if not the best, one of the top three teams in the AFC without question. They're a damn good football team.
Mark Schlereth on with the fellas at WEEI Afternoons today. It's the Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight. Happy Veterans Day, by the way. All the veterans listening out there, we thank you. We salute you here on the Christian Arcand Show. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to more of your calls here in just a minute. Schlereth unable to come up with a reason why the Patriots are not a top three team in the NFL. It's hard to do that. It's hard to do it unless you really want to go through some mental gymnastics, unless you really want to dive into advanced metrics, or if you just are a hater. I mean, that's it. You know, you got to just be a Patriots hater, like Cam Newton is to Drake May. Just, yeah, he's good, but I'm going to yell and scream whenever
hate is all over the place.
Someone says he's the best. I'm going to have diarrhea of the mouth. Okay, he's the MVP favorite now, Cam. What? Now what? Is it still diarrhea of the mouth? To say that he's a top quarterback? Like, what?
You're a liar.
Are you
a liar?
Are you? I like how he called him a liar for giving an opinion. Like, how can you be a liar if it's your opinion? It may not really be his opinion. Maybe say he's lying about his opinion, but that's generally a weird reaction to someone just, you know, stating a preference. 617-779-7937. Jim's in Manchester. Jim, what's up?
Hey, Christian, I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a long-time listener. I call Greg Hill all the time in the morning. And you know what? I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, unfortunately.
Thoughts and prayers, buddy.
But I tell you what, this Patriots team is incredible. And I can see them going the distance. I really can.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much. I'm sorry if you weren't done yet. I apologize. Sounded like you were done there. Cleveland Browns fan. Oof. It's funny, my dad was a Cleveland Browns fan growing up because he liked Jim Brown a lot. Just loved Jim Brown, liked the Browns. And there was a time where Patriots games weren't really televised in New England. You mostly got like Giants games. You get, you know, Browns game, you get whatever. But the Patriots games just weren't on TV. When I was a kid, Patriots games were on TV, but the Patriots were horrible. Oh, were they bad? So you had to, when the season was over, well, you want to watch the playoffs, who are you going to root for? I'd root for the Browns, the Bernie Kosar Browns. I like Bernie. Or the Bills. And that was back when it was Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, you know, Cornelius Bennett, all those guys. Like, those were fun teams. And I never really thought of it like, oh, I shouldn't root for them because of the Patriots and the AFC and all that, because the Patriots were never even the thing, you know? Like, it's just, well, it didn't matter. Like, they weren't even the same stratosphere as the Buffalo Bills when I was younger. So it didn't even occur to me like, oh, I shouldn't like them or, oh, I shouldn't root for them. It was like they were playing in two different leagues, you know? That's what it felt like. I was way little in 86, so I don't remember that. But most of the seasons that I remember growing up, the Patriots were just horrific. I mean, horrifically bad. And then all of a sudden, they were awesome. And they have been ever since. But yeah, I remember my dad telling me, Cleveland. You know, it was just the Cleveland Browns. And now I kind of like Cleveland again because of Shador, but they won't play him. So play Shador. Maybe I'll go back to kind of liking Cleveland again. But I don't have time for that. I'm too busy driving the Patriots bandwagon, picking up more stragglers as we continue on this win streak. 617-779-7937. Let's go up to Amherst, talk to our guy Kelly. What's up, Kelly?
My man, what's up? First of all, I could sit there, I could listen to you list off old Buffalo Bills skill players all night. You were really bringing me back, and you were talking about, oh, the Patriots, they weren't in that stratosphere. I don't think you want to be in that stratosphere, dude. It's the one where you almost win, what, 4 years in a row, and they never won? So, no, F that. I'm good with the Bills. But, no, I want to talk about this thing, dude. You're not, you know, you're going to hang up on me or whatever. You're not going to like the way this goes. But the Mahomes thing, I get it. First of all, the guy said a minute ago the Chiefs are playing like garbage. That's a little bit of an exaggeration. They're definitely playing bad for Chiefs standards, but Mahomes is still looking great. And last season, okay, I remember I watched a lot of the football. I've been away for a while. I'm watching these playoff games with Mahomes, and it's literally the exact same thing every single time. It hurts a lot of the same thing, too. Every single time they need a play, he just runs to the outside, and he gets the first down with his feet. Every effing time. So it's like, I love Drake May, and he can scramble, but he cannot run like that. I don't see him beating Mahomes, and I think at the end of the day, it goes through Kansas City, and it will until somebody proves otherwise. That's all I got.
Thank you, Kelly. I'd let you talk, Kelly. What are you worried about? I know you're going to hang up on me. That's not what I do. It's just me here, you know? You're just talking. Let you talk. I want you to talk for like 5 minutes. You get like 2 minutes max. Less than that if I don't like what you're saying, but I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. The only thing I would say about the Chiefs is that while they're on the outside of the playoff picture looking in right now, looking up at the Chargers who are 7-3, at the Broncos who are 8-2, they have to play the Broncos in Denver this coming weekend. They have to play the Colts at home at Arrowhead on the 23rd. They have a short week and then go to Dallas on the 27th for the Thanksgiving game. Then on the 7th, it's Houston and their defense. The Chargers on the 14th. The Titans, which should be an easy win. Broncos again. And then the Raiders to close out the season. That is a schedule that really only has, I would say, two easy games on it. Two easy, easy games. The Raiders should be an easy game, although the Broncos maybe not. The Titans are an easy game. They don't even have to start Mahomes in that game. They can beat the Titans. Cowboys should be an easy win, but on a short week in Dallas, I don't know. I don't know for sure about that, especially after playing the Colts the week before. Or not even a week before, 4 days before. They have a tough schedule to close out. The Patriots don't. Patriots have two tough games. Or potentially two tough games. The Chiefs have two potentially non-tough games. And again, it's hard to wrap my head around the idea of the Chiefs not making the playoffs. But it's pretty possible. I mean, I listed it off right there. And God forbid something happens to Mahomes. And I'm not talking about an injury that keeps him out of the game. But an injury that has him limited in practice and then he goes and he plays at 75-80%, whatever. And you're not getting the full Patrick Mahomes. And they're relying too heavily on Tyquan Thornton because, you know, like, that's it. Like, that's the Chiefs are still, offensively anyway, outside of Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice, not exactly a team just packed to the brim full of talent. Still Juju Smith-Schuster, a lot of expatriates, Smith-Schuster and Thornton and, you know, guys like that out there running routes still. I don't know. I mean, I like their defense, and you obviously have to like Mahomes. But they, the way they started, obviously they got better, but that start that they got when they lost those first two games, that was noteworthy. That was definitely noteworthy to start the year 0-2, win the next two against the Giants and the Ravens, and then lose to the Jaguars and be 2-3 after those first five games. That's when I started to doubt the Chiefs. And, you know, a loss to the Bills like that, you know, that's enough to sort of get me thinking maybe it's not their year. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's take a quick break. I see some callers on the line. Hang on. We'll get to you in the 7 o'clock hour. I also want to get to Mike Vrabel and some thoughts I had on his system versus the Belichick system and how it's maybe not even really a system at all that we're looking at here with Mike Vrabel that's empowering these players and getting them to give their max effort. I'll dive into what I mean with that right after this. High and hard to clear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.